Hello, Malcolm here, and I have a question for you, or rather, more specifically, a question about questions. And the reason is that I'm teaching a three-part class series in June this year, 2019, for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. And it's a class series designed to help us to be equipped to be able to answer the big questions about our faith that we are being asked by friends, family, work colleagues, and so on. And we need equipping, don't we? For example, in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, Peter says this: "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have." So we need to have the answers, not to be smart aleck about it, but just to know how to respond. And questions change over time, don't they? I know when I was a younger Christian, the questions I was being asked, say, 20, 30 years ago, are quite different from the questions I'm being asked these days. For example, the issue of suffering seems to be more significant to people now than it was then. And sometimes being asked questions is very uncomfortable, but that's part of what it means to be someone of faith. Jesus himself was questioned a lot, wasn't he? For example, in Matthew chapter 22, which might be considered the question capital of the Gospels, we have him asked lots of questions. First of all, about taxes, and then about the resurrection and marriage, and then about the greatest commandment. Finally, he asks them a question about the Messiah. But questioning and answering and discussing are part of what it means to be a follower of Jesus and to help people to understand who Jesus is. So here's my question to you. What are the three biggest questions you are being asked about your faith today? About God, about the Bible, about faith, about Jesus, about religions. What are the three biggest ones? The ones, you know, the words you either hear most often, or the ones that you find most difficult to answer, but feel if you could, would have the biggest impact on the people that you're reaching out to and you'd love to share about your faith with and be able to bring them to that faith. So could you please post some comments and send me some ideas? You can email me, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. You can leave a comment anywhere you see this recording or hear it. And please leave them by the end of April. I mean, you can keep posting after that, but I'd be grateful if you could do it by the end of April, because my class series begins on the 14th of June. So I need some time in May and the beginning of June to be able to prepare those classes well. And let's see what comes in. Maybe we'll discuss it a bit between now and the middle of June online, and perhaps I'll post some more videos with the feedback I'm receiving. So I'd love to get that from you. So please, again, what are the three biggest questions you're being asked about your faith? What are you hearing from people today? Please let me know, and I'd appreciate it, and I'll prepare the classes the best I can, and hopefully we'll become better equipped to give an answer for the hope that we have. Thanks very much. Take care, and God bless.